is your name?
Sangha. Nilik. Akan na siya. Akan na siya.
Akin si Mitya na ito sangha rin.
Akan na.
Kanya akit pin atinga.
Akan na siya.
Tabi isa ko rin ako.
Nalaki ko akong kuwak. Kanya kakatik nga lawag nit. Kanya kakatik at dawit Aka nagtakak, nakahalirik, hangin mo. Hangin ko, nagtakak na nga nakahalirik. Tagrakot, akalit. Hangin niya aktik, at kayawit. Di ko linangan nito, at kakan nito tingin ko. At kayawit, at kayawit ko, at kakan nito, at kayawit ko, at kayawit. Rakak ngaksaruk takak it ngalada ko gulong unang ten si takahat ten na li akadig laktak kaktyaad ko ngalatang na kaktyaak takti ko kaktyaakon akad ngalaya ayahangan niyangan Tangan tak yang nak sekarang ni angin, angin ya, ada ke raja. Kesian ngadil kok tak kok, nak siaruk hak diruk, nak siaruk diruk, hak dah nak kesian nak siaruk yang ngadil ten lah. Tengra. Ang ito katik sinigsanga ka nagkagalig at kundang kundang hakang ako ka inaktang anayalok mo sa takirin ito sanga nga ay kamir ako tigiran nito sinigkangal raksana alit mo sa raksa alit takar nakarik kaya ako tigundang ilahak tak silitik Tanya, dengar mana nak kerjilah ketik, anak tengah halu ketik si, nanti kanak kerjilah halu dan ketik si sah ketik, kanak kerjilah dan dengan nanti ketik, itu dah hak terlucik, kalau saya nak lucik, siapa kau tanya, kalau kanak dah tak kelang, kanak kan. Then I saw a good letter, hang on. Then I collected loot. Then I got them in the next thing I got in the Hakang. I had it. She didn't get a lot of work. I got a lot of work. She didn't get a check. Ano dito tekan ng lahat tayo atik nakaksik ada nga atik na nakaksik nakaksik na kang kakakak nangalo kang Kisang ato yung akit siyang ato na kutsi, tinidlik ka ito nga na lingok na. Saan nga, kriyak nga na, sakaw nga, tinidlik ka doko. Ano siya aksika? Ano yung aksika ko? Saan nga, kanit siya ni, kakaksira ko taong nakatiyang. Kasi kahalikirang ka. Nagkakasatiyang kahalikirang ka. Kanahalutang ka. Tignan siya ko ni. Sali, nanakon. Ikitlo ko. Ha? Anni sikangin katsia alla tiga. Tatkangan. Kirangan alla tiga. Iku leak sirka. Sinna kada halga takreka. Takra dan iku lekatik. Iku leala kangtena. Yang kakadat cik, nak kakadat juga nang kakadat cik. Bisa ngadeng, tak kangen ngasak kedua. Tak kesinan, yang kakadengen kank. Tak kesirang senik. Dan nang tak kangen sak kedua cik. Tak kedan gula kedik, kadek cik. Kadek Akutte arakkadaan kutyangat otterokun. Otterokunnyak. Akunnyak syakataan kaatu otterokunnyak. Sinnasin inunyak mutsaka kutyangat syakturon. Kisang adeng ikulikatutena. Akasin nalatsyuk. Takrasin mitlulukulikatena. Kadang-kadang nak ngetar cing, sakit tiang. Kadang-kadang nak sak, dah kerja. Sekarang si hari kerja dah kerja, nak kerja kak, hari dah kerja. Nak kerja nak sambil nak ni, sakit yang kadang sak, sambil nak ni, kaya terus. Betul, kena agak je ada si kedua. Kaya kedua tak agak je, betul kena cik. Kan, kerja eksemen, macam kerjik, kerja tak doa sendiri kalau, jaga mana angajak, akan kakak, angajak tak, malah ketahuan kan, kerja dah tukang tu, angajak, jaga kakak angat tak sendiri sendiri. Nak kerja juga tengah hari. Kalau tu ini seni dengan doa kan kerja kita. Anjing nak nak melihat tengah. Anjing nak nak melihat tengah. Nenek nak Kasih minyak mesti jauh ni ada hangi, nenek aku tinggal ngah halang ada, Akatin aku atin kata haluk aku sila kek sila aku tak dan aku tak aku atin lakun aku atin lakun aku jauh kait ngani sawa tinak sak aku rasa tengah aku tena malik duit kahun macam kami ingat ingat dengan nak malik duit kahat tahun kerja kahat jok mana kecakan sini dengan tak kahat ini dan kasak kahat nak tak ada nunggu duit kasih tak kahat nak kasih anun dan aku tengah tak kerja kerana tak kini.
The next story is also by Samuel An-Nasugak and Agnasugak. And then the story is from his grandmother, Kungusuk. There were these two couples, and they had a daughter, or they had two daughters, and they had a son, just one son. But those two girls were younger than that man. That oldest boy, the boy was the oldest from both of those two girls. And then they always, that young man always went out hunting, and it was right by Barrow. It was right by Point Barrow where he always went out hunting, and he was a real good hunter. So these two girls, they always stayed awake at night. They always used the night as daytime. They never stayed awake in the daytime. They always slept all through the day. But that young man, he became a young man, and his grandmother really liked it when he went out hunting. He always went out hunting. And that, but these two young girls got to be young ladies also. And the young wasn't very old, but old enough to go out. And then every time their parents went to sleep, they always got up. And their grandmother is always tired. And then one day they just came home from by the beach, and they were gonna get up early, so they went to sleep early, and they were real tired. But these two young girls stayed up at night and started making a lot of noise. And then they were making fun of each other and putting old clothes on and having a lot of fun again. And just trying to have fun, you know, any old way. But it was in the middle of the night again. And they were just giggling, laughing. And then finally, the parents usually didn't say anything. Never, not once have they ever said anything, even though they were always staying out late. And then finally one day, their mother was so tired, she looked at him and she said, "Why don't you young ladies quit making me stay awake? I'm tired. If you're going to do that, you go outside and play." And they didn't say anything. They were silent. They didn't move. Never said nothing for a long time. And then finally, they were quiet for a long time, for a long time. They just sat around and did nothing for a while. That oldest one touched the younger one by the arm. Didn't mention anything. And then when she looked at her, she waved at her and told her to go out with her. So she took her out and they went out to the porch. And then when they did, they just stood out there on the porch and didn't say anything. I mean, that oldest one wouldn't say anything to the younger one for a while, and finally they got this poke together, real dried up. She just picked it up from the porch and also got a light and lit it, a lantern, and lit it. And they took it out. She took her younger sister out. Just went out. They start going inland. And they start walking. By the beach. They started off by the beach. And then they start walking for a long time. And they didn't have anything to eat. And then finally, she started taking them inland, walking by the beach. They start going inland. And they start going to a different land. And then while they were walking, they got real hungry. And then the youngest one kept saying, "Come on, let's go home. I want to go home to my parents." But the oldest one said, "No way, we're not going to go back. They already scolded us. I don't want to live with the people that scold me." And so, anyway, they kept on walking. And they reached a place. And they found some ptarmigan. And she hit it. You know, she hit it with a rock, I guess, and then she killed it. And they cut it in half, and they ate it. And then the youngest one was still hungry when they finished eating, and even though she ate half of it, she started crying again and said she wanted to go back. She started crying. And then yet the oldest one wouldn't return. She didn't want to go back home. She was real stubborn. And then she starts singing. She starts singing a song. And when she did start singing, that oldest one still wouldn't say anything to her, even though she starts singing. She wouldn't have anything to do with her. She was still stubborn. She said, "No, I'm not going to go back to my parents. I won't return, no matter what you say to me." And so anyway, they kept on walking. And then that younger one kept singing that song over and over, over and over. And they finally reached the hill. And they were walking, and then they seen their oldest brother. The oldest one had gone after them, that boy. So when they seen him, their oldest brother, they started, you know, they weren't walking on land anymore. The minute they seen him, they started lifting off the ground, even though the youngest one started to sing a different song. So that like a magician, those shamans, she starts singing a song so that they could be taken to the ground again. And then that song meant that light should, you know, make them go down. But no matter how much they sang, they couldn't go down. And then he started running towards them and started to grab a hold of them, but he didn't reach him in time. He just couldn't reach him in time. And he even got his glove and started throwing it towards them. Long time ago, they used to get him with the glove, but it kept on blowing away. It wouldn't reach him. Every time it almost reached him, it blew away to a different direction, and they just couldn't reach it, those gloves that were he was trying to throw to them. And then the reason why they couldn't reach him, too, was that that light on that lantern kept hitting that those gloves, and they kept it kept flying away from them, and it just couldn't reach him. They just couldn't reach him. And then something kept almost burning it. You know, that lantern kept almost burning the gloves, and it was real dangerous. And then finally, he kept on following them and wouldn't give up. He just kept on following them, even though they knew that when he started to follow them, finally he got to be where he followed them. And then he also got up on the ground like they did, but he was still behind them. And then they were looking down. They kept on looking down. The young man was still following them. And then finally he reached them up in heaven somewhere. And that is the end of the story.